Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. More cases of the Omicron variant being found in the U.S. and the rest of the world, leading to a lot more concern and nervousness. New info could add to all that. South African scientists warning that Omicron may be causing more reinfections than earlier mutants.
Now, they spotted a jump with the arrival of Omicron, saying the timing suggests substantial evidence the variant can escape the protection of a prior infection more than the extra contagious Delta variant. Now, the finding, though, these findings are preliminary.
With us to talk about this, Dr. Syra Madad, Senior Director of the Special Pathogens Program for the New York City Hospital System. She was featured in the Netflix documentary Pandemic, How to Prevent an Outbreak. Doctor, how do we prevent an Omicron outbreak, or is it too late?
Well, there's a few things. First, there is widespread transmission of this variant. That doesn't mean that we can't control it. We have the tools to mitigate and reduce the impact. Now, can we eliminate the threat of this variant? That is highly unlikely, just like we're not going to be able to eliminate COVID-19. It's this one of those, it's a virus that's going to be with us in perpetuity, but we'll learn to live with it. Right now, we're still in the emergency or acute phase of the pandemic where we're seeing, you know, thousands of new infections, thousands of new hospitalizations, and over 1,000 deaths per day. That's still in the emergency phase. There's still a lot to learn about the Omicron variant. Right now, the preliminary information that is coming out of South Africa and some additional countries is showing that this potentially seems much more transmissible. It's unclear how much more transmissible this may be compared to Delta. If it's going to outcompete Delta in countries that have the Delta as a dominant variant, like here in the United States, we're unclear whether this is going to cause more severe illness, as well as what this means in terms of our COVID-19 vaccines. But I will say that as we look at all other previous variants that have come before Omicron, all of them have impacted COVID-19 vaccines to a certain extent, but they haven't rendered them useless. Our human immune systems are so complex, and there's multiple layers to it. So in the end, I think that this current variant may chip away a little bit at vaccine efficacy, but it's not going to completely, you know, make it useless. We'll still have protection. We may have less protection against infection, but we still have robust infection against severe disease and illness. But again, we'll need more data to back this up.
Okay, so let's take that last portion. We'll put that aside and say, let's hope for the best when it comes to the vaccines. And then we'll look at the prior infection and then reinfection. How big a deal is that if this can go back and infect people who maybe have had Delta and get this again? Because, you know, we've got the three-pronged approach, right? We've got the vaccines, we've got all the measures, the masking and the distancing that we're hopefully still doing. And then there's a bunch of people around the world that are relying kind of on this, I had it, I'm going to be fine, at least for a while. If that gets stripped away, is that a big problem?
It is a big problem. And I think it just reemphasizes the need to ensure that we're vaccinating all populations. You know, everybody often thinks that natural immunity or infection induced immunity is superior, and we're learning more and more as these new variants come into play that is certainly you know, it's a wild card, and they may, you know, natural immunity may not provide as robust or, you know, as durable of immunity as vaccine induced. So I think it's just, you know, harping on the same message we've been saying over the past months, is that we want to make sure that you have vaccination through vaccination, and that gives you much more predictability, durability, and you're able to, we're able to further, you know, say that, you know, you can be protected. It's very unclear with natural infection.
Do medical folks such as yourself care hardly at all about people getting infected? And by that I mean that just the mere fact that somebody is infected with the variant, this one or any other one, and tests positive on a test, or maybe has, you know, some sniffles at home, that's not a big deal, is it?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because when we look at, you know, illness, there's a spectrum, right? So when we talk about infection, you can have mild infection, you can have moderate infection, you can have severe infection leading to disease. Now, what we learned about COVID-19, even those that are fully vaccinated, if they experience a breakthrough infection, meaning you've been exposed to the virus and you've come down and you become infected, you still have the potential for long COVID, right? And it does reduce your risk of long COVID in half. And long COVID is no joke, right? If you ask people, nearly 50% of those that actually get infected have long COVID, have at least, you know, one sign or symptom, you know, it's no joke. You know, people have debilitating illness and they're not able to go back to work. You know, it has an effect on the quality of life. And so, you know, when we look at infection, do breakthrough infections matter? They do matter if it's going to affect quality of life. And that varies from person to person. So the bottom line is, we don't want anybody experiencing illness, because that's not convenient, and no one wants to be sick.
Dr. Saira Madad, Senior Director of the Special Pathogens Program for the New York City Hospital System. Thank you.
While all the talk is about Omicron, Delta is still causing big problems around the U.S., sending record numbers of patients to the hospital in some states, especially in the Midwest and New England. Michigan, for example, has reported an average of more than 9,200 cases the past 2 days, nearly the highest daily total since the start of the pandemic. A surge in COVID cases and a shortage of healthcare workers in upstate New York, filling hospitals and nursing homes past their capacity.
The mystery as to why COVID has hit some people harder than others might be closer to being solved. Scientists in Zurich recently performed an analysis demonstrating a higher level of immunity against COVID-19 in people who'd been exposed to coronaviruses circulating before the pandemic. Now, they monitored antibody responses to COVID to uncover correlations with vaccine protection, disease severity, susceptibility to infection. They also compared immune responses against COVID with those against pre-pandemic coronaviruses. Study shows a strong antibody response to human coronaviruses increases the level of antibodies against COVID. Four types of pre-pandemic viruses that cause the common cold account for 10 to 15% of adult infections. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.